Aircheckdownloads.com.
10:15 is the time. I said I had a bit of news of my own to share with you. If my voice goes a little bit wobbly during this bit, then I hope you forgive me if it comes off the rails. But there's a couple of things I have to let you know about. One is connected to something you probably have heard about. We've talked about it on Radio Solent. It's been having quite a lot of coverage on the telly and in the papers as well. The reorganisation of BBC local radio that is going on across the country, and the BBC's plans to put more money from the part of the licence fee budget that powers the local services, that pays for South Today and BBC Radio Solent and all the other local radio stations, and put it into our digital offering, our online offering, to make sure that we're reaching people with what I think you would agree is a pretty top-notch local news service to people who don't necessarily put the radio on in the morning or may not watch the news on the telly at 6:30 in the evening. It's to provide value to local audiences, the BBC says, and it's a plan that will help us connect with more people in more communities across England. This is the words of Rodri Talfin Davis, who's the Director of Nations at the BBC, and help us strike a better balance between our broadcast and online services and ensuring we remain a cornerstone of local life for generations to come. And it's true, and I'm the same. A lot of the time these days, people wake up in the morning, grab their phone, and that's where they get their news and information from, perhaps to the exclusion of turning on the radio and the TV. So that's why the changes are happening. There's going to be a new investigative reporting team in our region as well that will be providing, I suspect, for digital services, telly and radio. But this means changes ahead at the BBC Radio Solent schedule, some of which you know about already. And one of those changes, I can tell you this morning, is that I'm going to be leaving this programme next month. That's the bit where my voice gets very wobbly and I need a moment just to compose myself, because I've said it out loud now, and when you say it out loud, it turns out that's the thing that makes it true in your head anyway. Not that it hasn't been true, having known about it for a few months. So you might know that Radio Solent we'll be sharing a few programmes with other stations in the south of England as part of these changes, in the same way that the Paul Miller Show is shared across the south of England now. He's not just here on Solent at 10 o'clock of a weekday evening. He's on Sussex, Surrey, Kent, Oxford and Berkshire as well. And that will be a similar setup for some of our weekend shows on Saturday and Sunday. And what will replace Paul's show going forward later this year is a national programme at 10 p.m. as well. BBC Radio Solent is still going to be here. We'll still be on air from 6 o'clock in the morning all the way through to 1 a.m. The vast majority of programmes during the week will still be coming from here on the South Coast, from our Southampton and Dorchester studios, as they always have. And important to say as well, BBC Radio Solent Sport isn't going anywhere. We're still the home of Saints, Pompey and the Cherries and Hampshire Cricket. That all doesn't change. But there will be some new programmes and a shuffle around in the pack, a shuffle in the deck of the presenters, and my last show with you will be on Friday, July the 7th. I'm very pleased to say, delighted in fact, that Lou Hannon is going to be with you from 10 o'clock in the morning, starting on Monday, July the 10th, and I couldn't be happier that someone from inside the tent, from the BBC Radio Solent family, is going to be taking over. And to be honest, that is a that's a fairly easy change, except for Lou, who now has to get up early in the morning rather than getting in to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm sure she'll tell you how she feels about that a bit later on this afternoon. But anyway, that was harder work than I expected it to be. I thought it was going to go all together at one point, but no, I've just about kept it together. Just about. So that's my news. You're welcome to tell me yours about what you're getting up to over the weekend. And there will be time for reflection and reminiscing and all that kind of thing, and we can save that for another day. But I do want to say two things that are important to me. One is that I think doing this job for the last 3.5 years will be the job that I measure all others against, past, present and future. I think that is definitely true. And knowing that the BBC Radio Solent audience is in general a classy bunch of people, and they'll have opinions about changes to the radio station that they listen to every day, and they are very much entitled to them, it's not on to send nasty messages to people about the changes that are happening, because I can tell you that no presenter on this or any other radio station ever makes these changes and decides where they're going to end up. That is always the job of management way, way above them. And I think it would be good, and we'd all be civil and lovely people, if we kept that in mind with this and other changes going forward. That's all the news. I'm going to stop and play a song now and get my breath back.
Aircheckdownloads.com.